Orange in the Central West, 105.1 at Triple M. Now, of course, the weather this weekend, winter certainly arrived and let us know it was all here. Some very cold conditions, and it's the time, of course, that plenty of people do contract the flu. And I thought we'd get some tips on how you can beat the flu this winter. And joining me online from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research, it's Associate Professor Michelle Tate. How are you, Michelle?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Very, very good. Now, beating the flu, it's something that is hard to do, or is it?
Well, we are very lucky that we have very good vaccines for the flu. So one thing we can do is make sure we get vaccinated early in the season. And this can really protect us and make sure that we don't get severely ill.
So it puts a little bit of the virus into your system, which triggers your body then to respond.
Yeah, so the vaccine has proteins or just little bits of the virus. So there's no live virus in the vaccine. But what it does is make your immune system recognise those proteins. And that way, when you do get the flu, it remembers that virus and it can really protect you.
Okay. Who's most at risk from the flu this coming flu season?
So people who are young, so particularly under 5-year-olds, are really susceptible to flu. So unlike COVID, flu can cause hospitalisations in under 5-year-olds. And in addition, it's also over 65-year-olds that are also highly susceptible to flu.
Okay. And I guess people with compromised respiratory systems?
Yeah, so people with underlying diseases such as chronic respiratory diseases such as asthma or COPD are more prone. Also, people who are immunocompromised also are more prone to severe infections.
Okay. Is it too late? I mean, we're into June now. I'm almost the middle of June. Is it too late?
I don't think it's too late. I think we should all go out there and try and get the vaccine as soon as possible. It's definitely not too late. The flu season is getting longer and longer each year, so it can even last up to September, October, so it's not definitely not too late.
Okay. There was a lot of, when the COVID vaccines were handing out, there was a lot of anti-vaxxers out there and amongst us. They're still with us amongst us. Is the flu vaccine safe?
It's definitely safe, and unlike the COVID vaccines, we have a very long history of their safety profile in humans, so we've been using them for a very long time, so they are very safe.
Okay, any side effects?
They can make you feel a little bit tired, so it is activating your immune system, so you can feel a bit tired for a day or two, but it certainly won't give you the flu itself.
Okay, all right, good to know. And if you got vaccinated last year, is it a 12-monthly thing you need to do?
Yes, when we get vaccinated, it boosts our immune system, but that response then wanes after about 6 months. So it's really important that we get the vaccine each year. And in addition, the strains that circulate also change. So every year they do update the vaccine based on what they predict, what strains they predict will circulate. So it's really important that you do get boosted every year.
Yeah, okay. Now, something that is a bit of a annoyance for me. People, oh, I've got the flu. No, you don't. You've got a cold. What's the difference?
So the flu is more likely to cause fever and a more long-term fever for several days, and it's more severe than the cold. So that's the main thing. That's the main difference. And it can cause more respiratory issues than, say, the cold, which may just be more of a runny nose, for example.
Yeah, okay. Is it contagious, the flu?
Yeah, it's definitely contagious, particularly in those first few days. Just like COVID, we need to make sure that we try and stay away from others, particularly, you know, your older family members. It's really important to keep, you know, sick children away from grandparents, for example, and make sure they're safe.
Okay. Why are some years worse with the flu than others?
Some years might be worse because if, you know, the vaccination rates are lower in a particular year, or it might be just that we've got a new strain that's circulating that people don't have good immunity to.
Yeah, okay. And what's the difference, finally, between influenza A and B?
So A and B, they do cause very similar disease, but A is a bit smarter in B in that it mutates very quickly. So we do tend to have strains of influenza A changing quite quickly. B has been a problem, particularly in the last couple of years, more in younger children. So both influenza A and B can definitely make you sick.
Yeah, okay. I'm with Associate Professor Michelle Tate from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. Thank you very much for your time this morning and your insight into the flu. Ladies and gentlemen, get vaccinated. That is the message. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
It's 27 minutes past 8. News, sport and weather coming up in the next half hour. The Mayor, Tony Mileto, will join us on Triple M.
Always on the lookout for a bizarre story? Hear from Mick Molloy and Titus O'Reilly to hear hard-to-believe yet all-true stories. Download the Listener app and search Bizarre.
Moving well this morning, Burrendong Lane.